We continue by learning the Nishmas David ben Achamush ben Chan Yaakov ben Pidchos Eliyahu and Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Just a word from the previous Mishnah when we said the phrase Vahamidu Talmidim Harbei. Some of the Parshim point out, why does it say Vahamidu? Hamidu doesn't. Why don't you say we teach? You should teach Talmidim Harbei. Teach many Talmidim. So the answer Vahamidu means that we're trying to have our students, our Talmidim, stand on their own. So we can teach them is one thing, but we have to facilitate learning so they become independent learners. What is the word harbe means? We explain we should have many talmidim. This way there's a greater probability that people that will have talmidim will continue learning. The more talmidim we teach, the greater chances that there'll be those who remain committed to Talmud Torah. But the word harbe is also interesting. Some of Farshim say harbe doesn't mean a lot necessarily. Hamidim talmidim, we would use a different word. Maybe had we said Rabim, we would understand it means a lot. So Harbe could mean a lot of students, but it could also mean Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. May means that Harbe means a lot, a great deal, to a great extent. And we're focusing more on the Hamidu, on setting them up, rather than on how many there are. So you should invest a lot of time, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, invest a lot of time into your students so that they will remain committed to Talmud Torah. Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Shimon HaTzadik Hayom Mishiyarei Knesset HaGdola. Shimon HaTzadik was the end, was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Hu Hayomer, and he used to say the following. And Hu Hayomer, as we'll see throughout the Masechta, is something not he said once, but this is what he's Ragil Omar. This is something that he habitually said. Al Shlosha Devarim Holo Omer. The world stands on three things. Ala Torah, Ala Vodav, Al Gemus Chasadim. So the Torah, the world stands in the Zechus of these three. Number one is Torah, the Zechus of the study of Torah. This is based on the Gemara in Dorim and Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says, "Gedola Torah she'lumale Torah lalus kamu v'shamim v'shamayim v'aretz." Had Gedola Torah so great that if it were not for Torah, so the heavens and the earth would not be able to be sustained. Based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel, the pasuk says, "Imlo brisi yomim v'alayla chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti." So if it had not been for my bris, my Torah that studied day and night, there wouldn't be the chukos, the rules, the laws governing the Shamayim Arts, the world would not be able to continue to exist. Also, the pasuk says in Yehoshua, Perak Aleph, Lo Yamush, Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mipicha, Vagisa Vayom Valayla. So that's the day and night, that's the Brisi of Yom Valayla that Yirmiyahu is speaking of, that if it were not for that, Chukos Shamayim Arts Lo Samti. So that's Torah. What about, what's Avoda? So one explanation is the Avoda of the Karbanos. Based on the pasuk of Devarim Yud Aleph, we say this in our Vayom Shema, Ula Avda. If it doesn't rain, the world doesn't exist. Humanity cannot be sustained. And therefore, Ula Avdo, we have to serve Hashem, which means Avodas Beis HaMikdash. And without a Beis HaMikdash, so it's Tfila substitute, the Avodah Shebelev, in substitute for the Karbanos. That's based on this Pasuk. So that's what it means. The world is going to stand on Avodah, because that's what it says, Vayam Shamoa. The world will exist. Crops will grow if we have Ula Avdo, we have Avoda. Some say that Avoda is a general term for the Kiyum HaMitzvos. That's what it be. I have Torah, and then we have the Kiyum HaMitzvos, Avoda, and then Gemilus Chasadim. And some even claim that Avoda means real work, plowing and planting and harvesting. Why? Because when a person engages in these activities, he becomes a shutaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a partner with Hashem in Masiv Reishis. Certainly something that is worthwhile for the world to be able to continue to stand and to be sustained. And then finally, Val Gemilus Chasadim, the last of these is that allows the world to stand are acts of loving kindness based on the pasuk in Tehillim Peites Olam Chesed Yiboneh. The world will stand and will be built through Chesed. The Chachamim say that Gemilas Chasadim is even greater than Tzedakah. Tzedakah is just through money. Gemilas Chasadim is with a person's body as well. Tzedakah goes to Aniyim. Gemilas Chasadim is for Ashirim. And Tzedakah is given to people who are alive. Gemilas Chasadim is Bein Lechayim Ubein Lemayim. Mason. What's interesting is that although Pirkei Avos has the order of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the Yerushalmi has the order Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, and Avodah, and the Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, has Gemilas Chasadim first, then Torah, and then Avodah. So why the discrepancy here? How do we understand the difference? So the Rav Yisrael Meir Lau brings in his commentary to the Pirkei Avos, in the name of Rav Meir Liman, the following. He says, Shimon HaTzadik was speaking in our Mishnah, why Torah, then Avodah, then Kibbutz Chasadim? That's based on a person's individual growth. As a child, you begin learning Torah. At Bar Mitzvah, now you become, it's time for you to enter the age of service, so you're obligated to perform the mitzvahs. We said one explanation of Avodah is the mitzvahs, but you're not mature enough to be able to give to others. You're very dependent on others. When you become an adult, then it is the time of Gemilas Chasadim. So chronologically, Shimon HaTzadik tells us this Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. The Yerushalmi has it in the order of importance. So therefore, Torah is first, because lower Torah is certainly the greatest value of the world, because it's the basis for everything that follows. Then comes not Avodah, but Gemilas Chasadim. Why? Because the Gemilas Chesed fulfills our obligations to men and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Avodah is less, because that's only between man and God, and does not involve other people. The Mechilta begins with Gemilas Chasadim. Why? Because we're speaking about history, the historical development. So, and before there was no Torah. We have Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So there were acts of kindness. That was really what sustained the world. Only afterwards came the Torah, and then finally the mitzvah to build a mishkan and a mikdash, which is avoda, which is what comes at the end. One other point about the general Hu Haya Omer, which is what we'll speak about throughout. This Tana used to say the following, this teaching, this rabbi used to say the following. It was something, number one, he said Omer all the time in the present. It wasn't something that he just said in the past, but he would constantly say it, as we said. It's an ethical teaching, not only that he said and taught, but it was very, his essence, his personality was that, and he expected that of others only after it was something that became part of himself, and then he was able to teach others to refine themselves in such a way as well. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Antigonos is Socho Kibel Mishim HaMetzad. Antigonos, from the city of Socho, he had the tradition from Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was at the end of the last of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So Antigonos was his Talmud, and he's coming to teach us the path we're supposed to have in Avodas Hashem, that we're supposed to fulfill mitzvos, not for their reward, but simply because we have a love of Hashem. Based on the Gemara on Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes says, Ashri O Ish, Pasuk and Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, Ashri Ish, Yirei Hashem, b'mitzvosav, chavetz ma'od. What's b'mitzvosav? B'mitzvosav means, I love his mitzvos, but not the schar mitzvosav. It's not about the schar. The Sifri in Parshas Ekev says the following, Shema tomar harini lamei torbis jil she'ye asher. Maybe you'll say, says the Sifri in Parshas Ekev, maybe I'll learn Torah, so I'll be wealthy, b'shvil sheker rebbe, I'll be called a rabbi, b'shvil shakabel schar lo l'mabah, so I'll get schar lo l'mabah, tamo lamar, in devarim lamed la'ahavah, es Hashem elokecha. So it's not about the schar, it's not about being called rabbi, it's not about becoming wealthy. Torah is about the ava that we have of Hashem, simply to do the mitzvos for the sake of the mitzvos and not for the schar at all. Antigonos Yisocho, the story of him, unfortunately had two students, Tzadok and Baisus, and this was certainly a teaching, as we said, Hu Haya Omer. Unfortunately, they did not learn from him the message. The fact that this is the teaching seems to indicate that, it's not about the reward, so they took that to mean I guess there's no Olam Haba, there's no world to come, and because of that they abandoned the Torah because they came to the wrong conclusion about what this teaching was all about. Antigonos is Socho Kibel Mishem HaTzadik. Hu Haya Omer, Al Tiyu Ka'avodim HaMishamshin Esarav Amonas L'Kabal Pras. Don't serve Hashem on the basis for the reward that follows. What's Pras? The reward. The Rambam says Pras is the Gemul. Asher Yigemul HaAdam L'Misha Ein Lo Tova Alav. Which means sometimes we give reward to someone because we owe them. Someone works for someone, they give them schar. A prize means that the person who's the giver doesn't need to give it a complete gemilus chesed. I have no obligation to give you. Nonetheless, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm showing you my love for you. And that's why we call it a pras. So we should not serve Hashem al manas for the sake of, on the condition of the kabal pras. It should be that we're not hoping or waiting for the reward that we're going to receive. Obviously, there is a reward that is going to be received, but it should be based on the love that we have. we should love Hashem Eava, but the and that's the basis of serving Hashem Almanas Shelo Almanas Lekabel Pras. On the other hand, now we understand the last statement in the Mishnah that he says Vihi Mora Shamayim Aleichem, but you should have the fear of heaven upon you, which means it pasuk says Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. So it's true that Ahavas Hashem we assume is the higher level than Yira. Nonetheless, Yiras Hashem is what brings a person to Zehiras, to being cautious in the mitzvahs Losa. So Avas Hashem is about mitzvos aseh, the zrizus that we have, the alacrity we have for positive mitzvos, but we also need iras Hashem, so we don't, so we're cautious and we protect ourselves from the negative commandments, and therefore we'll have complete service of Hashem. The Avos de Rabbi Nosson brings this story of Antigonus Yisrocho and his Talmidim of Tzadok and Baisus, and he says the following: Antigonus Yisrocho, hayu lo shnei Talmidim, shahayu shonim midvarav, bidvarav, hayu shonim l'talmidim, v'talmidim l'talmidim, and they would teach students and future students. Amdu v'diktu kacharim ba'amu, and they said, Maru avosein l'amar davazah, how could our forefathers say such a thing? Efsha sheyaseh poel malacha kol hayom, is it possible a person will do work for someone for all day below told Scharo Arvis and won't get paid at the end of the day? Ilu hayu, ela ilu hayu, yodim abusenu sheyesh olam acher, and our forefathers really knew there was another world in olam abba lo yom kach, they never would have said such a thing. And the fact that you can say, serve Hashem, shalom al nas l'kabba pras, must mean that there's no olam haba. And what happened? Lo hayu omdu pirshu min ha-Torah, they abandoned the Torah, v'nifritzu behem shtei peretzos, two breaches, tzedukim ubay susim. And based on that, Chazal quote the pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yudalin, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem. The Derech of Hashem, the teachings of Hashem, are Yisharim, are straight. Yet, V'tzadikim Yelchubam U'poshim Yikashlubam. Tzadikim will go in those ways, and the poshim, the rebellious ones, the sinners, will stumble. So here, Yanatikinus, their teacher, who obviously was, well, his goal was to inculcate within them the emuna in Hashem, and of course there's the concept of schar v'onesh. No doubt he taught them that. It just he wanted to give them have this rizus to serve Hashem from la ava nira and not to be thinking about the word. And yet, so that's tzadikim yelchubam, but uposhim, those who are sinners who were looking to look at things in a negative way. So they unfortunately uposhim yikashlubam, they will stumble.